It's crazy how certain types of human calamity are right now being set right in front of us, knowing that someday we as living beings will be put back down to the low surface of dirt we had long ago rose from, a life given to us as a blessing, with opportunities to journey across the undiscovered world and not yet designated open lands, where hundreds of rose fields bloom in year-round springs, and to occupy cities attended by our peers, wives, mothers, fathers, husbands, sons, daughters, grandparents, even strangers are familiar with us, because we are identical by nature as breathing creatures with a living time span less greater than one world with a million sunrises that shine above a sky more times before we were even here. How do we accept the fact that life on this earth is only temporary? How do we navigate and wing through this inevitable dramatic force? We don't, because it is in the nature of humanity to only exist for a certain period of time. This could be the moment where the touch of my hand on this pen could suddenly wither away from me. This could be the moment where someone else I love and care about passes away into the mysterious skies of heaven's eternity. And many times I sit down and dwell upon this tragic thought. I don't like to think so sad, negative, and unappreciated. I don't like the imagination of fear and death lingering doom upon the fresh green earth I was birthed from. By knowing this, I have learned to cherish life with every minute, moment, loving the people I care about more greater than my own life at times. Because at the end of the day, I am at peace. I am content. As the drifts of rough winds and due time ages me, I have no other complaints, as long as I've lived to love.
These commentaries are recorded by Prison Radio.